Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt. Weekday mornings at 8.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came.
8:31 in the morning.
Down in the hollow.
You know what this song means.
Playing a new game.
She is standing by. She is Lori Latimer Volkman. I call her LLV because we've known each other now for a couple years from MileHighReport.com. Good morning, Lori. How you doing?
Good morning, David. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you so much. Look, there are some days when I know you're coming on the show and it's going to be tough. You know, Vaughn Miller, devastating injury, a dreadful loss. This is a pretty good week for you to come on the show, isn't it?
It's a great week, all things considered.
Yes. Where do you want to start? You got a nice new quarterback there in Fuller.
Yes, I think that's a great place to start since we kind of finished with that last week thinking, boy, wouldn't that be great if we could get him? And it was a few hours later, wasn't it?
I think you're right.
It was Friday afternoon or something. So now I think I'm excited about the defense. We've been talking about at Mile High Report that, basically George Payton did everything you'd want him to do, but just because fans and people think this is what a GM should do, or this is what analysts think makes sense for the team, doesn't always mean it can happen or that both sides agree or whatever. But I mean, to me, it's been a slam dunk so far because he kept Von Miller, he re-signed Justin Simmons, he got Kareem Jackson back and at a discount.
Yep.
So we've got the safety core, we've got our edge rushers, and then he added Ronald Darby and Kyle Fuller to Callahan, and so it's we've got high caliber players at all of the major positions on the defense, and we kept Shelby Harris, and so our defensive line, our edge rushers, everything looks really good. If there's any weakness in our defense, I think it's at the linebacker position, but to me, we have some good guys there. It's just probably the weakest link right now.
Gotcha. We're talking with Lori Latimer Volkman, editor, MileHighReport.com, a great site for everything Broncos. I'm looking at Mel Kiper Jr.'s latest mock draft. He has the Broncos trading back to 14 and taking a linebacker, that physical specimen out of Penn State, Micah Parsons, who 6'3", 245, ran a 4.39 yesterday. I think he had 19 or 20 reps on the bench press. Would that be okay with you, taking a linebacker from Penn State?
Yeah, what I really like about that mock is that we traded back and still got Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I think I might be a little nervous if we're at 9, and not because Micah Parsons probably doesn't deserve it. I mean, he is an elite talent, most likely.
Yeah.
But just because of the position, so if you're at 9 and you can trade back and get a little draft capital, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I'd be nervous if Parsons would still be around at 14. That might make me a little nervous, but if you could do that, if you could work that scenario, wonderful. I mean, take that and run. So what is your goal now at 9? What would you do? Because they've addressed some of the biggest needs, so that takes the pressure off a draft. For example, if that tight end from Florida is there, who's supposed to be pound for pound.
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, you know me and names. If Pitts is there, he's supposed to be the best football player in the draft. Would you just take the best player available?
Yeah, it's a really good question. This is why Peyton and company get paid the big bucks, right?
Yes, I think, yes.
So it's, I love the scenario right now because in a lot of ways, we have like three sort of good choices of what to do. If you're at 9, if Kyle Pitts is there, I mean, you could really make a case. And I think if anyone in Broncos country would be mad about getting Kyle Pitts, they need to, just check themselves. Because,
right.
Like, he's probably a generational player. And, yeah, we have Noah Fant, but who doesn't want another Travis Kelce or George Kittle or,
right.
Gronk 10 years ago? Like, those guys are really making a huge difference in NFL offenses right now, and that's actually why the linebacker position is crucial too.
You're right.
Because of those tight ends. So, if he's there, I think you could really make a case for that. I think it will kind of depend closer to the draft on really where we're feeling about quarterback. Because I think at 9, we're at this point, we might be looking to trade up for a quarterback. There's a chance that that's a good call. I'm not sure I'm in that camp. A lot of my colleagues at Mile High Report, that's where they're leaning.
Gotcha.
Or you trade back and try to get, a really top player, but you're adding to your draft capital, and you're probably getting a really good defensive talent that, is going to be depth because we're mostly set. Like I said, I don't know. I would be happy with Kyle Pitts. I'd be happy with Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm happy with, Trey Lance or Justin Fields, but the quarterback thing is becoming a little murkier. I'm actually hoping that gets a little bit clearer by the time the draft rolls around, but I'm not sure it will.
Yeah, like George Payton today will attend the BYU Pro Day to watch Zach Wilson. So I'll be very curious to see how he performs and what Peyton thinks of his performance. But if it's Drew Lock, if Drew Lock is the guy coming up this year, I mean, this is it, right, Lori? This is it. I mean, he's got weapons galore. Yeah, I mean, the line is solid. I mean, I don't think it's, the Cowboys from the 90s, but it's a solid line. Maybe a little question mark at right tackle, but this is it, right?
Yes. I mean, you have Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, KJ Hamler. You've got Melvin Gordon and Michael Boone, who I think will be solid running back core. And you've got Noah Fant.
Yep.
And let's say we'll probably add we'll add some offensive talent there. I don't know if they'll be starters, but hopefully some depth too. And yeah, like if you can't make and you have a great defense to back you up. So at this point, it will be the quarterback play is going to be our, the X factor here. It's either going to work or it's not.
How about another curveball throw you? Jake and I have been talking about this week. How about trading back and maybe getting a running back like Najee Harris out of Alabama? Would that intrigue you?
It might. I mean, we're always, like to me, a running back in the first round is such high risk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why I said trade back, not at 9.
Right, right. And if he's still there and you trade down pretty far, then I think you're talking value and great. And, we know George Payton likes some running backs. He took Dalvin Cook, and Cook's been doing pretty well.
Yes.
So, he seems to have an eye for that talent, too. And it's not like we couldn't use that moving forward, too, because we're, we don't know how Michael Boone will work out, but also how Melvin Gordon is probably not here another year, so we're going to have some more running backs coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, to me, what I do love about where we are is I feel like almost any scenario you take is going to make our team better because we're in a really good position with what we've got.
Yeah.
It really is just the quarterback position, I think, that is the biggest issue. And, how he solves that will be really interesting and crucial for him as well as Broncos country.
Remind me, Lori, because I know you're a huge sports fan general. You got the Sweet 16 now in March Madness. Is your team still alive? Is your college team still alive?
Yeah, I actually have my final four is down to three teams.
That's still pretty good. That's pretty darn good this year. Who did you have?
Yeah. I have Alabama and Houston in the championship, so I'm still alive with that.
Let me tell you something. So, if you get that right, Lori Latimer Volkman. We'll name this the LLV Studio. I mean, yeah. Coming to you live from LLV Studios in...
I love it. It's just like getting a field named after me.
Absolutely. All right. Alabama,
let's go Houston. Cougars and Crimson Tide.
Oh, my gosh. That would be crazy. Listen, have a wonderful weekend. Play some pickleball. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. You guys do the same.
Thank you so much. Lori Latimer Volkman, editor, milehighreport.com. What an interesting final championship she has there. If she gets that right... Woo! I will bow to her. Not worthy. Hey, one more segment to go. Come on back to the Morning Huddle. She sees